Yerushalmi Trumoth corresponding to Babli Chulin Daf Kuf Tev Zayin. We begin the Yerushalmi on Daf Nun Hei Amud Aleph at the Mishnah. Devash Tamarim VeYain Tapuchim VeChaimetz Sizvonios VeShar Kol Mei Peiros Shel Truma VeBelezer Mechayev Ken VeChaimesh VeBishur Poiter VeBelezer Matamim Meshem Mashke. The Mishnah says that date honey, apple wine, vinegar of winter grapes, and all other Truma fruit juices, if they were consumed inadvertently by a non-Kayan, VeBelezer obligates him to pay the principal and the fifth, VeBishur exempts him from the fifth. Rabbi Elazar says that they are susceptible to the tumor of liquids. Amr of Yeshua, lo monu chachom shiva mashkim kamoine patomim, ela amu shiva mashkim tameim v'shar kol mashkim tohirim. Rabbi Yeshua says the chachom didn't list the seven types of liquids like people that count spices who don't count accurately. Rather, they have specifically said that seven liquids are susceptible to tumor, but all other liquids are tohor. And the Gemara says, havi bayin meimer manpligin b'chomesh ava b'keren afa b'shua moidi. The Gemara says it was suggested that the disagreement is over the extra fifth, but as for the principle, even Rabbi Shua agrees it has to be paid. Ma pligin l'sha'ava ha'betchila af Rabbi Shua moidi. They also only disagree when he already made the honey, but Rabbi Shua agrees that ideally they may not be consumed by non-kohanim. V'taninan devash tamarim v'lezer mechayev b'masas Rabbi Shua poiter. And the Gemara asks a question from a Tosefta that date honey that comes from tevel dates, Rabbi Lezer obligates it to be tithed and Rabbi Shua exempts it, and if so, why would the principle need to be paid? Kan shezavu mishinitbulu kan v'kan shezavu atchulinitbulu is the correct answer. The answer is Rabbi Shua obligates when the fruits had already become obligated to tithe by being brought into the house, and the honey then flowed out. Moidu Rabbi Elazar b'shem Issa ala tamoim afilu b'aspamia debashan muta milsa ama shu masim in atamoim ala drash lefi tamoim Rabbi Elazar mechayev b'masas. Rabbi Elazar agrees that if he tithes for the dates without knowing how much had flowed out, even if the dates are in aspamia, it's valid. Tani, Rabbi Nosson Oimer, lo she Rabbi Elazar mechayev b'masas, ela she Rabbi Elazar Oimer, shlo yoichom in atamoim, ad she yaseh ala devash. The Braisa Rabbi Nosson says that Rabbi Elazar doesn't obligate it to be tithed, rather he says he should not eat from the dates until he tithes for the honey. Milsei amma shu masim in atamoim, lefi drash, lefi tamoim, I should say. This means that he tithes from the dates according to the honey and the dates. Therefore, he may not eat the honey since the quantity must be retained in order for him to tithe correctly. Rabbi Elazar matam mishim mashke, the Mishnah taught that Rabbi Elazar said that those liquids are susceptible to the tumor of liquids. Tani, Rabbi Nosson Oimer, lo shu Rabbi Elazar matam mishim mashke, amanechleku al shenofel aseichoy mashke, shu Rabbi Elazar matam mishim mashke, vechacham oimim hochin achar rov. The Braisa of Rabbi Nosson says that Rabbi Elazar didn't say this, rather he disagreed with the Chachamim when other liquids fell into fruit juice. Rabbi Elazar said that those liquids are susceptible to the tumor of liquids. The Chachamim said that we follow the majority, and if the majority is fruit juice, it annuls the liquids. Adazi Rabbi Nosson, Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, Rabbi Eliezer, Shlashtam Amu Dava Echad. According to Rabbi Nosson, Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, and Rabbi Elazar all have the same view. Rabbi Meir, Do Amma, Ein Mei Peiroth, Mevatlin Oilon, I should say. Rabbi Meir says that fruit juice never annuls. Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, Tani, Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, Oimer, Tzir Toho, Shenafel Aseichoy, Mayim, Kolshu, Tomei. Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, as we see in a Braisa, Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov says that if any amount of Tomei water fell into Toho brine, it's Tomei. Vardain, Rabbi Elazar, Dehocha. And also we see the third opinion of Rabbi Elazar as it was taught over here. Taima, to Rabbi Elazar, the Chol Mashke, Ma Taima, to Rabbonon, Asher Yishte, Ma Rabbi Elazar, to Rabbi Yishmol, to Rabbi Yishmol, to Amar, Klal Uprat Hakol, Bechlal, Veruba, Ma Rabbi Yishmol, to Amar, Afilu, Prat Uklal, Vechazo Prat Hakol, Bechlal, you should say. Rabbi Elazar's source that fruit juices are considered liquids is the Pasuk in Vayikra Perek Yud Aleph, Pasuk Lama Dalad, from any food that is eaten that will have water come upon it, it will be Tomei, and any liquid that is usually drunk, which is in any vessel, shall become Tomei. Rabbanon's source is the phrase that is usually drunk, meaning that it is ready to drink, unlike fruit juices. Rabbi Elazar follows Rabbi Shmuel, who said that one can apply the rule of Klal Prat if the generalization followed by a specification, everything is included. And he said even more than Rabbi Shmuel, that even if there's a specification, a generalization, and then another specification, everything is included, and that's what's found here, as the phrase that is usually drunk is a second specification. Rabbi Guri, the Kisrin, you should say, Amar Rabbi Laza, Rabbi Shmuel, Elakach Meshev, Rabbi Laza, Rabbi Lechachamim, Mad Islachoin, Asher Yechol, Prat La Echol, Saruach, Ken Isli, Asher Yishte, Prat La Mashke, Saruach. Rabbi Piguri of Kisaron said that really Rabbi Elazar is the same as Rabbi Shmuel, and the phrase that's usually drunk is used for a different purpose. And this is Rabbi Elazar's response to the Chachamim. Just as you see the phrase from any food that's eaten to exclude food that became putrid and inedible, so I use the phrase that is drunk to exclude putrid liquid. Amu loy Amulai lai daimin eichlin lemaskim leim amat ba'eichlin shiken eichas aruch meikawai taho tam b'maskin shiken maskis aruch meikawai tamei. The Chacham said to Beleza that food is not like drink. Seawater was always putrid, but it's considered a liquid for tumah. But food that was putrid from the beginning is taho. Davar acher leim amat ba'eichlin shiken eichlin miyuchadim la'adam ein sichim machshava tam b'maskim shiken maskim miyuchadim la'adam sichim machshava. And furthermore, food is not like drink. Human food can contract tumor even without any forethought. Liquids that are for human consumption only cause something to be able to contract tumor when he has a machshava, means he's happy that the liquid fell there. And the Gemara rejects that. No, just because they require machshava, does that mean that a liquid that was putrid from the beginning can contract tumor? On the contrary, since they require machshava, a liquid that was putrid from the beginning should not contract tumor. The Chacham said to Ebelezer, food is not like liquid, as if you say that about putrid foods that they cannot contract tumor, it's because animal foods don't become considered human foods with mere intent, but liquids do. The Tani Kain called Mashke, Matam Bulema Asher Yishte, Prat Le Mashke, Saruach, the Ebelezer. Amulai, ein mashkim, yodzim, lolidei oifos, lolidei para. And we have a support from a b'risa that the Pasuk says, in the b'risa the Pasuk says, v'yikra, perik yud aleph pasuk lamadalat, and any liquid. What does the phrase that is usually drunk teach? It excludes putrid liquid. These are the words of Reb Elezer. The Chacham said to him, since birds and cows don't refrain from drinking them, they are not excluded. Chevaya, b'shem Reb Elezer, moide Reb Elezer, the Chacham b'mashke saruach, meikoroi, shehutami. Chavai, in the name of Reb Elazar, said that Reb Elazar agrees with the Chachamim that liquid that was originally putrid can cause tumor. V'atanina namel hayotze mehen Reb Elazar matahe v'chom matamin. We have a question from the Mishnah in Maseches Taharos that juice that oozes from olives before their work was completed is considered putrid liquid, and Reb Elazar says it cannot cause tumor. Chachamim say that it can, and this shows that Reb Elazar says that a putrid liquid is tahor. Rabbi Lah, quoting Rabbi Lah, answered that when Rabbi Lah agrees with the Chachamim that liquid that was originally putrid can cause tumor, that was referring to waters of the Mediterranean Sea, that even though they are putrid, the Torah calls them waters, as the Pasuk says in Bereishis, Perek Aleph Pasuk Yud, and the gathering of the waters he called seas. Rabbi Yaakov bar Zavdi, b'shem Rabbi Yabor, moide Rabbi Elezer lechachamim b'mei tradin b'mei shlokos she'ena machshirin. Rabbi Yaakov bar Zavdi, quoting Rabbi Yabor, said that Rabbi Elezer agrees with the chachamim that beet waters and boiling waters do not cause things to be able to contract tumor. Rabbi Yochanan b'shem Rabbi Shimon Yochai, im yoy melach adam shemana maskim hein, shemana maskim hein, amalai harei tal umayim min echad hein, umana oisim chacham shnaim, ila havanon chayran laminyanei. And that's the correct answer. Rabbi Yochan, quoting Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai, said that if someone would tell you that when the Mashkim said that seven liquids can cause things to contract tumor, they also intend to include these liquids, tell them that it can't be, as the Chacham should have detailed them, just as they specified dew separately, even though it could have been included as water. And if these liquids from fruits were included, they should have been listed.